Well, good morning, Jeff, and happy 4th of July.
And a red, white, and blue holiday to you, too.
Well, this week, another scandal involving a Virginia political figure.
And I guess a lot of Virginians are wondering, why is all of this happening, and why is it occurring with such frequency? The latest twist, of course, being Joe Morrissey's indictment on sex crimes. I wonder if this is just another reflection of this bigger, bustling Virginia that so many of us call home. This is no longer that quiet, leafy, verdant, largely rural state whose politics was controlled by a handful of people. Larry Sabato, the analyst up at the University of Virginia, wonders if perhaps Virginia politics was always fairly unseemly. It's just that we really didn't notice because it was largely the purview of a handful of like-minded white guys. Now, of course, this Morrissey scandal really brings things to full boil. Joe Morrissey has been in and out of trouble with the law before. He says he has no intention of giving up his seat, even though there are Democrats, at least one member of the House Democratic Caucus, who says it's time for Joe Morrissey to go. And all of these developments come atop the forthcoming McDonald corruption trial. The trial begins on July 28th, just a few weeks ahead. And then out in Southwest Virginia, there is that jobs for judgeship investigation. That focuses on the surprise resignation of Philip Puckett, a Southwest Virginia Democrat from the Virginia Senate. His departure tipped the balance of power in the once evenly divided Senate to the Republicans. By the way, the suspicions about that investigation and possible political motives for it were fueled somewhat this week by a letter from Southwest Virginia's Republican Congressman Morgan Griffith. He writes the Justice Department saying this is clearly a political investigation. I guess it's in the eyes of the beholder.
Virginia will have no fewer than four special elections coming up to fill vacancies in the General Assembly. That latest vacancy coming this week when veteran State Senator Henry Marsh of Richmond announced he is resigning, and there will have to be a special election to fill out the remaining year or so of his term. He's, of course, one of the most senior members of the Senate, a famed civil rights lawyer, the first black mayor of Richmond before going to the General Assembly. This will cost Richmond some seniority in the Senate.
Yes, it will, but it is also arousing the suspicions of Republicans. Henry Marsh will be giving up that Senate seat, apparently for an appointment to the board that oversees the state's liquor monopoly. This means Henry Marsh will be getting a part-time elective post for a full-time state government job with a six-figure salary and a much, much fatter pension. Republicans are wondering, you know, could there be some quid pro quo for this as well? And that this is not just one departure. Bob Brink, a delegate from Arlington, giving up his House seat for a deputy commissionership at a state agency for the aging. That, too, means he's going to see a bigger payday and a bigger pension. Third departure, Algie Howell, a Democrat from Norfolk, leaving the House. And there is speculation that he may end up on the state parole board. So a lot of people are wondering, you know, maybe the federal government should be snooping into the activities of the McAuliffe administration as well, or at least this is the line not so sotto voce from Republicans.
Mm-hmm. And apparently former Senator Phil Puckett in Southwest Virginia was, in fact, virtually offered a job on the State Tobacco Commission, but subsequently declined it.
Yes, and of course, at the heart of that controversy is a judgeship for his daughter. Republicans blocking it, saying it was unseemly for a sitting member of the Senate to seat a blood relative on the bench.
Okay. We have just about 30 or 40 seconds left. Governor McAuliffe was in California, and surprise, surprise, he met with Hillary Clinton, who are their old friends.
Yes, I guess what's interesting about this is what the governor's office didn't say. It announced that the governor was heading west for a trade trip, attending an IT conference at which Hillary Clinton would be the keynote. Of course, she is rolling out this new book of hers. And Terry McAuliffe did the honors, introducing the former Secretary of State and First Lady. Clearly, this is going to be feeding a lot of speculation about what Terry McAuliffe is really after as Governor of Virginia.
Mm-hmm. No doubt if she runs, as most everybody expects that she will for president, he will play a role at least here in the state during the campaign.
Yes, Virginia considered an upper south beachhead for the nascent Clinton campaign.
Okay. Thanks to Jeff Shapiro, who joins us Friday mornings to analyze Virginia political news.